Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
Martha Christine is with us today to talk about a free workshop on trees being offered by the Bethlehem Backyards for Wildlife, co-sponsored by the City of Bethlehem and their city forester, and the Mount Airy Neighborhood Association. Martha is the team leader of Bethlehem Backyards for Wildlife, which is a group of volunteers working as a subcommittee of the Bethlehem Environmental Advisory Council. Bethlehem Backyards for Wildlife recently obtained Community Wildlife Habitat Certification from the National Wildlife Federation for the City of Bethlehem. This year, they're focusing several of their outreach activities on trees. Martha, can you share with us some details about this free tree workshop?
As you've mentioned, this is a free workshop. It will be held at the Ice House on Sand Island in Bethlehem on Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. The workshop will be led by Julianne Schaefer, the Penn State Urban Forester and Tree Tender Trainer.
Who is eligible to attend this workshop?
The workshop is open to all Lehigh Valley residents. It might be of particular interest to citizens who have lost a shade tree in one of the recent storms, or people who would simply like to plant a new tree in their yard or along their sidewalk.
What will people learn in the workshop?
People will learn what kind of trees, including native trees, are good for a particular yard. For example, which types of trees are appropriate for small spaces, or which types of trees do better in shade or sun or in sandy or clay soils. Attendees will also learn which trees are good for wildlife. So Julianne will offer help on selecting and planting the right trees for different sized lots and locations. She'll also offer advice on the proper placement of trees within the surrounding infrastructure. She'll teach us how to keep our trees healthy, including proper trimming and how to deter pests and disease. Finally, she'll address how community and neighborhood groups can seek funding and training for tree plantings.
You mentioned learning about native trees. What do you mean by native, and why is it important to learn about native trees in particular?
Well, one definition of a native plant is one that is living, growing, and reproducing naturally in a particular region. So native trees would be trees that grow naturally in Pennsylvania and have been growing in our region for several centuries. Trees are important because they're a great resource for wildlife. They provide shelter, a place to raise young, and food for wildlife. These are three key elements that National Wildlife Federation requires people to provide in order to certify their outdoor space as a wildlife habitat. Native trees are best because they provide more nutritious food for native wildlife. For example, a native tree will be a host to hundreds of insects, which in turn will provide food for birds.
What else would you like to tell us about this tree workshop?
In addition to the prepared presentation offered by Julianne, there will be time for questions and answers. So attendees are invited to bring specific questions to the session. Julianne is quite familiar with Bethlehem's urban forest, as she has worked on the Elm Street tree plans, and she's offered both tree walks and tree tender workshops right here in Bethlehem.
Where can people find out more information about the workshop?
We have details about the tree workshop posted on our Facebook page. Search Facebook for Bethlehem Backyards for Wildlife, or email us at bethlehembackyardsforwildlife@gmail.com. The tree workshop will be on Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at the Bethlehem Ice House.